From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. When FDR said there is nothing to fear but fear itself, he sought to reassure an anxious nation in the midst of a Great Depression. Commentator Aaron Freeman has his own remedy for fears of all kinds, economic and personal.
I once walked in the mountains of Peru with a Quechua Indian named Narciso. The moonless night was blacker than any I'd ever seen. I was a stranger in a strange land at the mercy of an unknown guide. Fear poked from the dark. Then Narciso played the flute. I didn't know the tune. It didn't have a beat. I could not dance to it. But hearing the song, I was less afraid. Narciso said, "We Quechua always take music with us into the dark. It makes us brave." The Quechua know it too. Art is the antidote to fear. Art and its creation, the celebration of that which gives keen pleasure, is the fascist's nightmare. We cannot be controlled who dance in joy. Jokes on the gallows, chamber music as the Titanic sinks, last tangos, remind us of art's power to encourage. Art is fear's antidote because art is made from fear, like a vaccine. Artists, good ones at least, embrace their fear. But for his demons, Stephen King would be just another skinny white boy. I've read that children of the Senoi people of the South Pacific are taught to chase the monsters that haunt their dreams and force the demons to give them a gift. Upon waking, the child must make of clay or straw or pigment the thing the monster gave. The objects of Senoi culture are the gifts of their fear. Creation of art is a denial of the need to be afraid. Not all the 9/11s in the world can lessen the allure of Mona Lisa's smile or Miles Davis's trumpet. Art makes us feel comfortable and safe. Forget the Department of Homeland Security. How about a Department of Home Landscapes? Get the Pentagon to order a Bradley A1 fighting piano. Put Donald Rumsfeld to work on a strategic sculpture initiative. Then watch our terror recede. Dangers will remain, but as artists, we will transform them into works of beauty, monuments of hope. As we sing the songs of our souls and print the lithographs of our lives, wails of fearmongers will seem but a distant cry. There is an old Chinese story about a painter and his assistant who worked for a cruel emperor. One day, after a particularly brutal beating, the painter could bear no more. He poured his whole heart onto his canvas and painted the most magnificent seascape of his life. Upon the sea, he painted a beautiful sailboat. As he painted, his little studio filled up with water. The picture was so lush and the boat so strong that soon the painter and his loyal assistant climbed into it and sailed beyond the horizon, far, far away. I'll bet they, too, had a flute.
Aaron Freeman lives in Chicago.